Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. I'm Amy Stevenson. My guest today is Tam Thompson. She was sponsored by Molly Chaff as an amateur rider, and that meant she had to write a blog each week, which is absolutely fine, and so you need to find something to blog about. So that meant that Tam had to get over her confidence issues and try new things with her horse. And she knows how to have fun with horses. She's tried everything from side saddle to gymkhanas to going to adult beach camp. So I can't wait to find out from Tam what she got up to and also how she got over some of these rider confidence issues. This is Horse Hour. Hey, welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. So you may well have heard I had a little accident last week, and I just wanted to give you a quick update. I promise I won't bang on about it because I'm all about moving forward and trying not to let accidents and things like this affect you too much. But all is good, thank you. I've had a bit of a bizarre week trying to get my memory back, but I had a CT scan and they said that my brain is clear and that they said it's all normal. And how normal I was to begin with, I'm not sure about, but we're okay and I'm on the up and getting better, and bit by bit my memory's coming back, which is very exciting. So I'm very, very much looking forward to getting back on blackjack soon. And the doctors said that I have to wait 4 weeks, just in case I fall off again. I don't need another bang to the head, because that'll set me back a little bit. So we've got 3 weeks left to go and then I can get back on blackjack. And for those of you that have been asking, he is doing really well, and he's happy. He's gone back out riding again, and my friend Helena is riding him 3 times a week for me, which is lovely. And the girls have been amazingly supportive. And I just want to say thank you for all your really lovely messages on Twitter and Facebook. And I still can't quite believe that I managed to make that video and put it on social media when I was in such a bizarre state. But thank you, because it really has meant a lot. And also thank you to everybody that's supported me as well, you know, helping with the horses and helping get confidence, all things like that. So that's it. I won't bang on about the accident anymore because it's all about being positive and moving forward. But thank you very, very much for your help. And the person that you'll be hearing today, my guest today, is a lady called Tam Thompson. And I actually recorded this interview with her a week before I fell off blackjack. So it's quite funny listening back to it, because you'll hear moments of we do actually talk about accidents and what to do if you do feel like you're going to fall off. And Tam has had training of how to fall off your horse properly. And you'll hear it is a thing called the plank. And if only I'd remembered that when I was falling off. But there we go. That is, as she said, Murphy's Law. So I hope you enjoy listening to the interview with Tam. And thank you again for all your lovely messages of support. You've been amazing. And thank you for sharing your stories too of your accidents and times that you've had concussion. I'm glad to hear that everybody's okay. And I hope you're still having fun with your horses, because we've got to get back on and keep going. My guest today is just like us. She works 9 to 5, has to feed her horse in the evening, and gets to ride at weekends. If the weather's good and there's no wind or no rain, which we haven't had much luck with lately. But what's great about Tam is she tries new things with her horses. And, you know, it's okay if you want to have a go at Western riding, then just go and do it. Enjoy the time with your horse. So Tam's going to explain to us all the things that she's been up to. But first of all, Tam, can you explain to us how you got involved in trying new things with your horse?
I guess my sister and I have always had horses together since we were little. And when we were in our youth, we both used to like jumping. In fact, dressage was the thing that you had to do so that they'd let you ride around the cross-country course.
Yeah.
And in the winter, indoor show jumping, it was just show jumping, cross-country, hunter trials and dressage. I mean, I used to be pleased if I got a 4 in a dressage test, and I'm not joking. It was 2s and 3s, and I thought, oh, well, that's just because they don't know what they're looking for. Or I don't care about dressage. And then we did everything. You know, when you're a kid, you go to a show and you do, so your poor pony collapses almost. You do all the Gymkhana games you're eligible for, all the Working Hunter, the competitions, the, what else did they have a show? It was Handy Pony. All the showing classes, all the show jumping, everything. And we're sort of stuck with that. We still do that, although we've got a bit better an idea of horse welfare these days, so we wouldn't do all of it. But last year, in 2016, I won a competition to be a sponsored amateur for Molly Chaff.
Oh, wow.
And wrote a blog for them every month. And there was kind of, there was no pressure from Molly Chaff and Horse Age. They were really, really nice. It was a bursary and some competition clothes, some feed for Bo, a nice rug for him. And then in return, I just had to write this blog. So every time somebody suggested doing something, I was grabbing at it so that I could have something interesting to write about.
Yeah.
So we did side saddle, which I slightly got addicted to, and in fact did buy myself a side saddle last summer.
Oh, really?
On my own now. Yeah.
Gosh.
That's great. We did Team Quest with the riding club.
Mm-hmm. With British Dressage?
With British Dressage, yeah.
Yeah, I love Team Quest. It's got a really good camaraderie about it, hasn't it? Who is in your
it was
team?
Great. We had a sort of floating team, it depended, but we did actually get to regionals with me and my sister and Sandra, who is our landlady, where the horses live.
Oh, right, okay.
We had an absolutely brilliant time. It was really good fun. And Ruth, whose horse couldn't canter at the beginning, in fact, she qualified intro on the team, but now he's doing prelims. And it's been an absolutely brilliant experience. Kudos to BD for coming up with the format. Because it doesn't sound very exciting, but when you're doing it, you're right. The sense of team is really good.
Well, we went to the, I was at the Quest Finals, the Quest Champion, Team Quest Championships at the end of last year. And I was mesmerised by the atmosphere and how from kids to adults all get involved. And there's no nastiness. It's all about having fun. And that really, really came across. And for us normal, average, everyday people who are working 9 to 5, don't get much time with our horses, but want to feel like we've achieved something. That's what was so lovely about it.
Yeah, not only that, but because you're on a team and only the top 3 scores count at each competition, then it takes the pressure off, because you know that if you're rubbish, it doesn't matter, and you can still enjoy the day because you can still cheer your friends on.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. So do you still take part in Team Quest?
We're planning to this year again, yes. The riding club put in, I hope my statistics are right, we put in 4 teams and 3 qualified for regionals.
Oh, amazing.
And none of us got through to the finals, but That was fine.
Not only do you need horse boxes, you need a coach to take you all up there, because there's so many of you.
We do, and if you'd seen the state of us before all the tests, we also need a distillery for the gin that was required.
I'm not even kidding. I think the sponsors, they need alcohol sponsors, because the amount of alcohol that's consumed at these places is amazing.
Should we put a call out for Sipsmiths? Yeah. get the slow gin. Sponsoring these classes.
I like the Pims. Pims for the summer months would be ideal. Have you ever been to a camp, like an adult camp? Because I've heard rumours of these adult camps that they're really good fun. Because I was always gutted as a child. I never got the chance to go to Pony Club and do all the camp stuff. And it was Vicky at Pony Club that said, you need to go on an adult camp because there's loads of those.
Our riding club, Cherwell Valley, runs 2 training camps a year. And at least 1 or 2 beach camps. So yes, I have lots of experience of adult camps, and they are absolutely brilliant fun. It's like being at Pony Club, but you don't get shouted at for not going to bed.
You get shouted out if you do go to bed.
Yeah, and jumped on if you do go to bed.
Oh,
people sleep in their trailers, and it just doesn't matter. And the horses are everything. It really is just like Pony Club Camp with gin.
And what about partners? Can you take your other half with you? Or is this more of a real horsey weekend?
No, some people do. And when we've had the camps more locally to where we're all based near Northampton, we've had partners are allowed on Saturday evening for supper type things. My partner actually rides. So when we've gone to camp, we've shared my horse.
Oh.
So we've both gone together.
Oh, that's nice.
He hasn't been the only guy there, because some people have taken their partners. Some partners ride and some just hang around and cook burgers and generally take photos and laugh.
How did you get your other half? What's he called?
Simon.
How did you get Simon into riding? Because I've just got Mark, my other half. He's just started riding now. And he's doing very well. You know, we're on lesson number two and he's cantering already.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed.
Much to my, I'm saying, you know, I'm being very supportive and saying well done, but I'm starting to feel the pressure a little bit.
Yeah, you need to put a stop to that. Send him hunting or something, and so he doesn't develop good hands.
He's like, don't worry, I'll be galloping across the forest soon. I'm like, just get your basics right first. Let's just learn how to fall off well, you know?
Oh, I learned how to do that last year as well. That's another story. Simon.
Oh, no, you didn't. You fell over. You fell off.
No, I learned how to, on purpose.
Oh, really? What, like stunt riding?
Yeah, we went to the Centre for Horseback Combat down in Hemel Hempstead for a rider confidence day, because my sister and I had both got to the place where we really, 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 really wanted to get on a horse, but the idea of doing so brought us out in hives. It was terrifying, pounding heartbeat, and so frustrating. I'd had a couple of nutters, bless them, that in other hands wouldn't have been, I'm sure, but, you know, right horse, right person. And Tori hadn't had that great a time with horses either. She's had some quite good crashes in her youth. But anyway, we decided we were going on this rider confidence course, and you sit in a room and you do some neuro-linguistic programming where you sort of play a film in your head of a really good ride where all the things that you think may go wrong haven't gone wrong, and you've had a wonderful time. And then one of the other things that you learn is how to throw yourself off a horse.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Because that's always like abort. Abort now.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea is to hold on as much as possible, but when it's impossible, to know how to abort. And basically you lean backwards, throw your leg over and plank.
That's really?
That's how the stunt riders do it.
Okay, do you say lean backwards, throw your leg over?
Yes, so you get off in the way that would get you into trouble in Pony Club, basically, while the horse is still hooning around underneath you. But try and hold yourself straight so that when you hit the floor you roll longitudinally, if you like.
Clever. But you know, I'm not sure I could get my leg over his head. I've got a Frisian, he's got a high leg.
I'm sure some of the stomach muscles must be Frisians, so if they can, you can.
I'd like to say I'll try that term, but honestly, I just don't think I'm that brave. Even with a back protector and an air vest, you know, you won't see me on purpose trying to get off my horse. It's only when, like, panic attack, you know, anxiety levels have gone through the roof and there's no other option. then do you throw yourself off?
No, I can't imagine using it, but we did use it off the wooden horse onto a mat.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's okay. But you're not really going at speed, are you? But I think it's good for safety to know those. But going back to the rider confidence, I've seen this. I've done an episode actually on psychology, and it's quite fascinating. And for a long period of time, it did work for me because I've got quite bad anxiety. I'm a really nervous rider. And there is still, you know, you're playing the images in your head of it all going well and everything's going really good. What's really fascinating is I can guarantee, if even being a warrior, if I say, oh, I haven't fallen off for a few months, you know, that's interesting. Bang, I am on the floor that day. Like, no, guaranteed.
But that's nothing to do with rider confidence or NLP or psychology. That's just Murphy's Law.
That's true. Oh, God, it's hard to get your confidence, though, isn't it? I do know how you feel when you have a few traumatic episodes. I've frequently talked about an episode, it was about a year ago. I still feel like it's not that long ago, but it was a year where I ride in the New Forest and there were 20 wild ponies that freaked out. They lost the plot and galloped past me. One skidded up behind Blackjack's hind legs and, and he just, bless him, to be fair, he coped very, very well considering, but he still didn't cope well enough for me because we were bucking and rearing and buckarooing and then trotting sideways. Now the bonus, as NLP would say, the bonus is that we didn't gallop off. That's good.
Yes.
we just had a very strong trot sideways, but that has kind of ingrained in my head now, so it's really, really hard for me to go out by myself. I really struggle with that because I know I'm telling him that there's everything's there to be afraid of, even though my body, my words are coming out of my mouth. It's fine, we're okay, Blackjack, don't worry. Nothing bad's gonna happen, and my body's shaking going, be scared, we're all gonna die.
Breaking his ribs.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds perfectly normal to me. It sounds absolutely perfectly normal, and the only way to get over it is to, I don't know what the only way, I was gonna say to go out again, but I wouldn't dare either. Sometimes it takes time.
But this worked for you then, so this rider confidence course, you know, it's obviously worked because you're doing loads now, aren't you?
It did. And if the only thing I took out of it was don't think negatively, but still push yourself a bit, then it has worked. Because last weekend was probably the first time since I've had my horse, who, as everybody will tell you, is a complete legend and is so good. He looks after himself above everything else. So he's never dangerous and he's never silly. But it was the first time this Sunday that I've managed to get on him in the school without a back protector, without thinking about it, without having to school myself or talk myself into it beforehand.
Oh, well done. That's good.
I shouldn't be lauded for not wearing a back protector whilst riding, but, you know, I was in a school. We were only walking because frozen.
But it's the fear. It's the fact that, you know, I'm still in that place where I wouldn't get on a horse without my back protector. And that's not because I know it will protect me. That's because I'm too afraid of coming off. That I'm petrified of riding without it. Now, obviously, we should always wear a body protector. But the psychology for you is that you were calm enough to not be so worried.
Yeah, I mean, when we've been doing all the Team Quest and various other dressage competitions throughout last year, I thought that it would probably lose us points. I know it's not supposed to, but I thought it would probably lose us points if I were to wear my back protector in an enclosed space with no negative influences on the horses. So I was having to persuade myself, it's fine, get on. And then as soon as I was on, I was okay. But yeah, that's wearing off. But yeah, I've got to mention Simon's riding, because I do feel like the luckiest girl in the world. I didn't know he rode when we met, but it turned out that he'd ridden all his childhood, because that's all there was to do in the village.
Oh, wow.
So it was really easy to get him to want to ride. And he's doing amazingly well. He's won most improved rider at riding club for 3 years running, although not this year. That went to Ruth, who was on the Quest team.
Well, well done, Simon. So he's you're going to be going on riding holidays and all sorts together.
Well, we tried beach camp.
Yeah.
But Simon's horse doesn't travel yet. That's something we need to work on. So we took my horse, and in fact, we'd gone the year before with a horse that really wasn't the right horse for us, and he spooked at a puddle and ditched Simon and damaged the ligaments in his knee, so
that
wasn't popular. And then we took Bo last year, thinking he might quite like it, but he got as close to silly as Bo ever gets. He really didn't like the footing. He was doing his level best to get off the beach in any direction that he could. So we thought, okay, no more beaches, no more beach rides. But we do hack together around where we live, which is nice and quiet most of the time.
Can you not get Bo used to the beach by taking him more?
Possibly, but we live in Northampton, which is officially the middle of the country, as far from any beach as you can get.
Yeah, and it's a bit of an event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I haven't taken Blackjack to the beach yet, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, maybe I should just go for a week and do it every single day until he gets used to it, and just do it really calmly. So maybe start with just walking there with him and then just going on. Oh, I don't know. I've got these airy fairy idealistic dreams of how it will be. You know, we'll be cantering bareback through the waves soon. But the truth is, it will probably be a nightmare.
Well, my sister's horse is the same, although actually it's a different thing. She doesn't like the wet, hard, compacted sand. That freaks her out. But Beau doesn't like the loose, dry sand. So if we went on the beach with my sister's horse and me, if Beau was on the water side and Sarja was on the dune side, they might be all right. But do you know what? I think there's plenty of other things we can do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think we've got to give everything a go once.
Indeed. I think you're absolutely right. And then you can't say you don't like it until you've tried it, which is what we've been doing all year. Even Gymkhana games we did last year.
Oh, it's brilliant. Where did you do that?
It was at a little riding school. I've forgotten the name now, I'm afraid. Near Derby. And they were advertising hen parties. Gymkhana games, hen parties. And it was a hen party for my best friend who's getting married on the 1st of April this year. So, yeah, we went and played. It was absolutely brilliant.
She's getting married on the 1st of April?
This year, yes.
If I did that, everybody would think that it was an April Fool's joke.
I phoned the hotel and checked. It's not. It's
She's
true.
Actually getting married.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good for her. So you went on this hen party, so what was it, 6 or 7 girls? Did you take your own horses?
No, we used riding school horses. So we, and Simon came, he was an honorary hen.
No.
He'd never played Gymkhana games before, even as a kid, so it was rude not to take him.
Oh, that's so much fun. Because I remember doing them at the riding school, but, you know, as a youngster and thinking that we... Oh, thinking that it's not the done thing like now. It's not acceptable as an adult to be, you know, acting like that. But also, because we're on bigger horses now, we're not on the little ponies that run around. But how much fun would that be? It reminds me of barrel racing a little bit.
Yeah, see, that's okay for grown-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
Grown-ups do that. And it's horses as well. The Gymkhana games, we did bending races and a sort of rescue race, but we started with the rescuing person on the horse, you know, leaning over them. And we did egg and spoon and relay races. It was brilliant. And we got very, very competitive, actually. We didn't think we would. We thought we'd be under control and grown up about it, but that didn't happen.
Oh, it sounds very so silly. Much fun. Who won?
The hen, obviously.
She had to, though, really, didn't she?
Of course.
So you sound like you have really, really good fun with your horse. I mean, I love this attitude of, you know, just giving everything a go. And you're having loads of fun with it. But I'm fascinated with your side saddle. So you said you've tried a bit of side saddle before. How did that work out?
Well, our riding club is, and I'm on the committee as well, so... But I don't really get involved in organising guest trainers. Our chairman, Amanda, does that. And she has a knack for finding unusual trainers. One of the ladies, I think it was last year, my first go. It may have been the end of the year before. A lady called Ginny Oakley, who's actually quite famous for side saddle. She's done rather well doing dressage side saddle. And she was giving guest lessons using her saddle. So we hired the saddle from her for the session and had a toddle around, and I've seen the photos. I saw the photo come up yesterday, actually, saying 1 year ago today, as it does on Facebook. And Beau's ears are in my eyes, practically. We both look really uncomfortable, but I can remember that day. I had the most fantastic time, and I felt as though I could almost do something properly to do with horses. You know, I wasn't rubbish at it. So I thought, okay, I like this. And then the more and more lessons we had, the more relaxed we both got. I think there's something about it. It isn't even necessarily the elegance. It's the fact that it is challenging. It is difficult to get the hang of when you're not used to it. But there's almost some instant gratification. You can feel when you're straight and when you're not straight, and you can build on all the stuff that you learn astride. But also, Beau's pretty well schooled. He knows his job. So I've got to concentrate really, really hard on things like making sure my left leg isn't on his side too hard, otherwise he trots off sideways across the road.
Yeah.
Balancing it with the stick on the other side.
Oh, so that's how you get them going the other way, is with a stick?
Yeah, touching them with a stick like you would with your leg, I suppose.
Because I often wondered that, because I thought, well, both legs are on one side of the horse, so you could make them go left really easily, but how are you going to get them to go right? And isn't your leg, like, hooked in too? So there's no aborting quickly with side saddle, is there? You're strapped in.
No, but I would imagine it's going to be pretty hard to fall off as well. So that's the key. Maybe that's why I feel good doing it, yeah.
Can you jump inside saddle?
Yeah, you can do anything.
Wow.
I haven't, because jumping astride, I'm still a little bit worried about. When I say a little bit worried about, I tend to shut my eyes and won't let him do more than trot.
Is that just inside saddle, or is that in riding in general?
No, that's in general. I haven't even gone over a pole, I don't think, side saddle.
Oh, okay. So you don't jump every day? You don't jump Beau at all?
I really, 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 really want to.
Yeah.
And I do try, and he does. He's an absolute machine. He loves it. It's his favourite thing. But I'm quite good at finding excuses. Oh, it's a bit slippy. Oh, they're a bit big. Oh, he doesn't like yellow fences. Oh,
It's a bit windy is my favourite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I was the same, Tam. I was exactly the same until the end of last year. I thought, this is crazy. When I was little, I used to love jumping. And I don't know where this stupid fear has come from. I mean, I did fall off a few times. I broke my arm as well. But, you know, I was young then. I just kind of need to get over that. But I really enjoyed jumping as a youngster. And as an adult, I've been too afraid to. One, because... Yeah. Blackjack tends to plough through them, so there's not much, you know, teaching him to pick his feet up is quite difficult, and we're working on that. So I phoned my very good friend who's a riding instructor and said, right, this is it now, I want to jump. And I thought she was going to fall off her chair. I mean, she let off a gasp on the phone and went, amazing, right, let's do this. I said, but I don't think I'm not good enough to jump Blackjack. I can't teach him to jump and teach myself to jump when I'm so afraid. So she said, right, I've got the best idea. Come to the riding school, because she's an instructor at a riding school, and we'll put you on a very safe little fun pony. And we'll remind you how to keep your balance and how to sit to canter and just all the basics. We'll really go back to basics. And then we'll pop in a couple of jumps and see how you get on. So I said, well, a couple's too many. I just wanted one that was on the floor that isn't actually a jump that I just have to pretend to jump over. And she said, do you trust me? I said, yes, so I do. So I went and had a lesson, and she was a very clever, clever lady, because there was a pony club there. There were some kids there that must have been aged from about 8 to 12 at the same time. And they were having a week with Rachel at the yard and having a pony club. So a pony club week. So it was all very fun. And obviously we have to be very positive and not nervous and all the rest of it. So Rachel said, girls, Amy's really nervous, so we're going to make her jump today. Well, they all thought that was hilarious and absolutely brilliant. So they said, she said, how many shall we do? And they said, I think you should start with one. They were very kind to me. They said, you should start for one on a lower level.
Sweet.
And yeah, really nice. And then we'll put a big one at the end.
Sweet.
I was like, thanks. By the end of the day, I was jumping a row of three. I was jumping, is that called a triple? I don't know. I was jumping a row of three. And I jumped higher than I'd ever jumped in my life. And that was, I think that was, they built me up slowly, you know, and I didn't, and Rachel knew my limits. She knew what the pony could do, and she knew how, really, how brave I could be if I felt a little bit under pressure. And I don't want to let the kids down either. So she knew I had that as well, because I want them to be confident. I don't want them to see a yes. grown up crying, which I have done before now, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
So, but what was lovely, what I really learned from that experience was having somebody there that I trust on a horse that I could trust, because I knew it was a riding school jumping pony, and just building it up really slowly. And at any point I could say, right, that's enough. But actually she just put it up. Rachel just put it up and said, right, jump it. Go on, go, go, go. And she just kept talking, which didn't give me enough time to have panic meltdown. I can't do this.
And argue, yeah.
And say no.
I wonder then.
That's the next mission.
Yes, I think it probably could be, because Beau's brilliant. There was a combined training, a riding club qualifier last spring. And I think, I forget when it was supposed to have been, April perhaps. But they cancelled the April event because it was too wet. And the event moved to the beginning of May. And one of the team had to drop out. She was off doing something else. So we were trying to scrabble around and find somebody else to put on the team so that the team could go and compete. And there wasn't anybody. And I said, well, I'll do it. My horse can jump. Mm-hmm. Thinking at the same time, you stupid woman, what are you thinking? So we went and did the dressage. And bearing in mind, really, dressage is not my strong point. We were in the lead after the dressage, me and Beau.
Oh, well,
it was
done.
Absolutely brilliant. We had, and I can tell you exactly, 31.5 penalties after the dressage.
Amazing.
We went into the show jumping and I got all my togs on. I was wrapped up like a Michelin man. I got a great big Pelham in Beau and everything ready. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I couldn't jump a warm-up fence. I just couldn't bring myself to do it, because I was absolutely convinced that if I even trotted over 6 inches of warm-up fence, Beau would then be going so quickly I wouldn't be able to steer him. And we got into the show jumping arena itself, and it was, I think it was 85, so I don't know what that is, 2'6", is it? Improper? I don't know.
It's high, whatever it is.
2'3", I don't know. It was the lowest class of the day, whatever it was, and Beau could just step over these things, and the poor horse, I made him walk and trot the whole course.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, dear. And at one point, I let him canter, and he got quite strong, because that's his thing, so I pulled him up just to make sure that I could, just so that in my own mind I knew that I wasn't going to be run off with. And he stopped and he stood in the middle of the arena, and you can see it on the video. He'd say, why have we done this? Have we finished? Anyway, we finished it. We did get a clear round, but we did get an equivalent number of time penalties, so 31.5 time penalties.
Oh, but you know, Tam, who cares? You did it. That's what's so great. And you did whatever you needed to do to get round. That's what's brilliant.
But it's the only time I've jumped him, even though that is what Beau likes to do more than anything else in the whole world.
Well, then we owe it to Beau to get you confident enough jumping again.
I think you're probably right. I have to get out there and do it.
Somehow, if we can teach Blackjack to go over a pole rather than through it, then between us, we're doing quite well this year.
We'll have to monitor progress.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've been on quite a few hacks, and friends of mine have said, why don't you just take him over that jump, or, you know, because they want to go on cross country days and things. And I said, I'll come with you, but I can't jump anything. And they're like, well, why can't you jump it? And I said, because guaranteed he hits the pole every time, and so he learns to pick his feet up over it. So about the fifth time through the jump, he's then realized, okay, I've got to go over this rather than through it. So could you imagine us with a big log? I mean, we'd be flat on our backs.
Maybe start with a small log so that he can pick his feet up even after a twig, yeah. Even after he's hit it.
Yeah.
They must get the hang of it somehow. I mean, clever horse, realising he doesn't have to put that much effort in if he can just kick the thing out of the way. He's clearing a path for you.
Absolutely, bless him. Well, that can be our mission for this year then, Tam, is we're going to get jumping, right, both of us.
You're on. We are.
Okay. Like regular updates, please. I'll send you photos and I'll put them on Horse Hour and tag in hashtag Horse Hour. You do the same. And anyone else that wants to join us on this jumping mission. I've got a lot of missions going on at the moment. We started a fitness mission. It's just 10 minutes a day. So Nicola joined us from Equestrian Fitness and she's put together a really good plan. And it's literally just 10 minutes because half my issue is time constraints. You know, I just don't have any time. And I kid myself that filling up a water bucket and carrying it across the field and giving them some hay is actually, you know, giving me my workout. But things...
Is it not?
Things... And no. Oh. It's not getting easier as I get older. I keep shutting my eyes and then opening them, hoping that it will be better, but it's not. So I thought, right, 10 minutes a day, and that's going really well. And then she changes the plan every 2 weeks. So we've got a fitness plan, and now we've got a show jumping plan too. So hopefully everybody will join us with these new things.
Yes, if we can do it, everybody else can do it. And how are we going to get you riding side saddle, Amy?
Oh, I just need to have a go, don't I? I'd love it. I'm totally up for trying anything. I find it so exciting. And after doing these podcasts, I've realised there's just this whole world out there of really, really cool equestrian things that we just don't go out and try. So we need to try.
There's more as well, and agility. We've done agility as well, you know, in hand, like dog agility, but with a horse.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. Bo thinks it's really boring, but I thought it was really good.
How can you do agility with a horse?
Well, it's not the jumpy bits, but it's things like, so you know in the Trek, we've tried that as well. We've tried the agility part of that, but when you have to walk as quickly as possible and then canter as slowly as possible down a course... Yeah. Well, we did something like that with agility, so that you had to walk as slowly as possible with your horse in a certain position relative to you. And then we had to do gates and then reversing into little squares on the ground made with poles and getting them to walk on pallets and bits of squashed plastic bottles. And
are you on the horse at the time?
No, it's literally all in hand, just head collar and lead rope.
Wow, that would be good, because some people do jump their horses in hand.
Yes, they're brave.
We can be brave. It's okay. I saw a fascinating clip on YouTube the other day of in America, they have, it's almost like an indoor Rocky Mountain course that you can go on.
Oh, I've seen that. Isn't
how
that amazing?
Cool.
Yeah.
And so they teach the horses how to go up on different types of flooring and... whether it's stones or mountains or big boulders, and then they get them over bridges and things like that. And I'm like, this is so good. But these, honestly, there's so much for us to do, Tam. It's the time. I wish we had more time to be able to do it. So I'm kind of scheduling something different. I'm challenging myself every month. So once a month, doing something different, whether it's going over tarpaulin and doing some things in the school.
But do you know what? One piece of advice that I'll... take away, my first side saddle lesson with Ginny, who is also in a previous life was an instructor for mounted police horses.
Desensitizing.
I couldn't get Bo to go sensibly to one end of this particular arena because there was an open bit of the wall and he was just being silly. So I said to Ginny, I can't do this because I can't go to that end of the arena. And she said, well, stay at this end of the arena then. Okay. So we did. And I thought, right, okay, I'm going to apply that to everything. If I'm worrying about loading and travelling on my own, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take a friend. And it isn't going to stop me loading and travelling. It just means that I'm going to not add extra stress to it.
It is good to be brave. Nikki on Twitter said the other day that she did her first competition solo. She did her first solo competition. So she went out by herself, did a competition. She did really well. And she said, I have my brave breeches on. And that, I love it. That is my new saying for the year, is I've got my brave breeches on.
We have such a thing as brave pants, and then nobody can tell if you're wearing them because you can't see them.
Like
so it. you can claim to have forgotten them because nobody knows.
Yeah. Tam, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for getting in touch.
Can we follow you on Twitter?
Please do, yes. I'm already stalking you on Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Bo Bayou. So BEAUBAYOU.
Okay.
Without saying it.
Well, we can follow you on Twitter and see if we manage to do the show jumping and just keep up to date with everything that you're doing. You also do blogs as well, don't you? Who do you write blogs for?
I do blogs. Mainly I write blogs for myself, although I am a featured blogger on heynet.co.uk. And I think everybody should write a blog because it helps you to realise just what you've managed to achieve when you go back and read them.
Yeah. And actually, the things that we're afraid of really aren't that scary when you then look back at them. You think, I've just worked myself up into a right old state for no reason.
You do, but you've got to have 20/20 hindsight looking back, haven't you, for it to make sense next time.
That is true. Well, we'll definitely follow you, Tam, and keep up to date with everything. And best of luck to Simon and Beau too.
Thank you. I'll pass that on. It's been a pleasure, Amy.
Thanks so much, Tam. See you.
Thanks, Amy. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Next week, you can hear three-star eventer Lucienne Elms. While she's been competing, she's also set up a business called Horse Scout, and it is supported by some of the biggest names in the industry. So I'm interested to hear how she started this business and what made her think of it originally, plus hear her plans for this year and for the eventing season, how she's training her horses, what she does in the school that can actually enhance her performance on cross-country, and things like that, taking elements from different disciplines and using them together. So Lucienne is so lovely, and she's going to give us some tips and advice and just what she does, how she worked her way up the ranks too. So that's next week. You can catch up with all previous episodes of the Horse Hour podcast on our website, horsehour.co.uk, and there is so much information on there for you, from education about laminitis, grass sickness. We've got our tips and advice podcast as well from B&W Equine Vets, where each week we talk about a different disease or a different illness, and we dispel the myths about it. For example, we've talked about colic and the signs and symptoms of colic and how you can overcome them and how you can treat colic, and also the infectious diseases. So there's one each month from B&W Equine Vets. Then there's articles on the Education Hub too. So there's literally so much information. If you just go to the search bar in the top corner and type in your problem, whatever it is, then all the information will come up about it. And if it's not on the website, then send me an email and I'll find one of our experts and we'll write about it. The email is team@horsehour.co.uk. Thank you for joining us every Monday night at 8 o'clock on Twitter for Horse Hour. It's great having so many of you talking to each other, sharing your problems and coming up with solutions, and also hearing about your journeys and your competitions as well. Some of you are doing really, really well, and there are a few first timers. So congratulations. Keep your brave breeches on. I hope you have a really good week and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter Mondays 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.